What's up, people? Good evening, and thank you for tuning in. Thank you for joining Time Out with Tade. Today is an important day, an interesting day. Like I said, I'm going to be talking on recognizing bad friends on my episode of today's podcast. I'm going to be talking on recognizing bad friends, and I won't be talking alone. So I'm joined by my co-host. She is going to be talking and also discussing issues on bad friends with me. You don't want to miss this episode. Promises to be fun.
Okay, guys. Hello, people. Good day, and hope you're having a very, very lovely time out there. And yes, thank you so much, Tade, for having me on your podcast.
You're welcome.
I feel so happy to do this with you. So, guys, my name is Nike G. I'm a broadcaster. I'm a voiceover artist, and then I'm a podcaster as well. So, yes, you know, when Tade called me and told me I'll be, you know, doing this show with him, it sounded really fun to me. And then, you know, to think of having to talk about friends, you know, friendship basically should be something that would help you grow.
Of course.
You know, so when you are in a relationship or friendship that is not building you physically, that is not helping you grow financially,
you don't want to miss this episode.
Any friendship you're in that is not growing you mentally, physically, financially, and intellectually, I think it's a toxic kind of friendship, and you should really, really leave that kind of friendship, you know.
Thank you. You just heard from my co-host, Nikeji. You don't want to miss this episode. So today I'm going to be talking on recognizing bad friends. My co-host has introduced herself, and let's get right to today's business. So friends are important. They're important parts of life. You know, they make our day. They offer social and emotional support. You know, when you have friends, they offer you this kind of social and emotional support.
Yeah.
They, you know, they lift your mood when you're around your friends, those closer to you. You just forget about your thoughts and you just be free among your friends. And maintaining positive friends, you know, it can lead to improved health and well-being and even lengthen your life. Some people have even said that you are who you hang out with. Some people have said who you hang out with and all of that. What is your take on friendship?
Okay, thank you so much, Tade, for that question. I would like to make this known. You know, we're all entitled to our opinions. And personally, I'm talking from my own perspective. So it could be a take for you and it might not be for you. Okay, so personally, I like to be very vocal about the kind of people I associate with. I like to be very vocal and expressive when it comes to choosing my friends, because that's they go a long way to either making you or mar you.
They
say friends will make or mar you, that kind of thing. Okay, now, so what is my take on, you know, handling
friendship?
Friendship for me, you know, I'm not a kind of person that likes to hang out with lots of friends. So I try as much as possible to keep my circle really small. When you have a small circle, I'm not saying everybody should have a small circle. Yeah. I'm just talking based on my own perspective, okay?
Yeah.
So when you have a small circle, a circle that helps you grow, a circle that when it comes to problems, when you have like social problems, when you have financial problems, when you have stuff or issue with work, you just get to call them, and then you guys find the most intelligent way to solve that problem.
Yeah.
I mean, those are the kind of friends that you should,
the most intelligent
one should hang out with. It actually beats my imagination to think that some kind of friends only come to you when they need help, and some kind of friends reach out to you when they are in some sort of financial problems or when they need you, so to say. I mean, friendship like that, I see it as a very toxic one.
My point.
If you are only going to reach out to me when you need me, and not reach out to me when you're supposed to check on me, you're supposed to know how things are going with me, how to help me grow, how to, you know, we're supposed to be useful to each other. Yeah, so if you only call me on basis of, oh, please, can I get this kind of amount from you? Can I get some certain amount of money from you and all of that?
Which is very, very popular nowadays. Just call your friends and
that. It's just a no-no for me. It's my major turn off in my friendship, you know. But then, if I'm not saying it's a bad thing to help your friend, and I'm not saying that it's totally out of it to render assistance when need arise for.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, when choosing your friend, I think it is very essential to be to look out for the best kind of friends that help you grow mentally, physically, financially, professionally. That's even most important, because you can't tell me you want to give me fish. You can always teach me, you know, how to catch a fish.
Yeah.
I think I just really hope that answers your question.
Yeah, it's perfectly. So personally, I really think it's very difficult nowadays to recognize a toxic friend, or to recognize the level where your friendship is getting dangerous or toxic for you.
Okay.
And friendship really, it influences a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Even at home, in the society, they tell you, show me your friend and I'll tell you the kind of person you are.
Yeah.
A lot of things revolves around the kind of person you move with.
Yeah.
Like I was saying earlier, I said some people have said you are who you are, you who you hang out with, which I find very interesting though, because that's true. So, and I just feel that friendship generally, it should be beneficial. You know, some are toxic, some friendship are stressful, some friends, you find them to be not where they are supposed to be in your life, you know.
Exactly.
There are sections
of
friends.
They play a different role.
Yeah, entirely, entirely.
Because
there are sections of friends, you know. I feel like there's some friends that, you know, personally, you know who and who will help you in what situation. I can have 10 friends. I know who to go to when I'm emotionally down. I know who to call when I'm financially down. But not, though, it won't be persistent. You don't want to turn it to an insult. You know? So I know who to call when I just need to do a member with someone. You know, I know who to call when I need that gist partner. So I think friendship, really, it should be free. It should be beneficial. It shouldn't be toxic. So my question is, when do one recognize or see or know when friendship with someone or a group of people is getting toxic?
Well, I think number one thing to note is that when you hang out with someone constantly or not you get to realize some things about them. You know, the more you hang out with them, the more you get to know the kind of person, the kind of individual they are. You know, we are all wired to be in certain ways.
Yeah, of course.
So when you have a friend that, you know, backbites, you know, personally, I do not like it when you hang out with me and then we are cool and all of that. And at the end of that vibe and all, and the whole hangout thingy, you go ahead to badmouth me, to guilt trip me in front of other people.
A lot of friends do that.
You understand? If you're going to be with me, you be with me. If you're not going to be with me, and then that's it. Let's just know. I love you when I understand my space and my place in your life. Okay. And when you have a friend that gossip about you, I mean, it's not healthy.
Yeah.
When you have a friend that only comes to you when they need your help, and at some point you're not able to give them what they need, and then they try to guilt trip you.
They become enemies.
Exactly. They try to guilt trip you into thinking, he's not, he or she is not available to give me what I want at this moment, and then I don't have to be friends with her anymore.
Yeah.
You understand that kind of thing? So it's another level of toxicity. And then I also understand that when a friendship that tends to be toxic is common between women.
Women.
You know, I'm a very blunt person.
Of course.
And I realize that men have a way of settling their
differences, their issues without, yes, you know.
Yes.
A woman can be like, oh, we're fighting, I'm not going to talk to you for like 2 weeks.
And when she tells you, okay, we're cool, you're not cool.
Yeah, of course, you are not.
So, I mean, someone that keeps me at art, yeah, that doesn't want to communicate your feelings, you don't want to communicate how you feel when I offend you or when I do stuff you do not like. I think it is expected of you to come clean and tell me, oh, babes, this is what you did.
Yeah,
I think you can always do it better. You understand that kind of
just,
thing.
Exactly.
And then when you see someone that apologizes without sincerity, it's another thing that turns me off, that makes me realize that, oh, this friendship is becoming toxic.
When you see someone say,
I'm sorry I hurt your feeling, but it was a joke.
That is a bad indication for friendship.
You're not supposed to joke.
A lot of people use that phrase.
Exactly. So it's really big to my imagination to think that if you're sorry, you tell me you're sorry. You're trying to apologize.
No, you took it too far.
Exactly. People need to unlearn from certain things and learn the new trends. If you're sorry, you apologize appropriately. Don't tell me you're sorry, but
you have to be sarcastic about
that. I mean, it's really, you know.
Of course, yeah.
And
yeah,
yes, when your friend begins to compare you to other people, that friendship is getting toxic, and you should leave it ASAP.
Oh yeah.
So if you
ASAP, babe.
You know, people have their own unique traits and differences.
Yeah.
A good friend will recognize this, and they will not compare you to other people.
Of course.
And they will definitely won't use peer pressure to get you to doing things you'd rather not do. And I also feel like when your friends start to compare you with other people, it really lowers your self-esteem. You begin to think lowly of yourself, and then you start to be like, oh, okay, maybe I need to do this to impress my friend.
Yeah.
And when you start getting the thoughts, the feeling that you need to impress someone, it's no longer a friendship. Yeah. It's a war.
Yeah, of course.
So that's my idea on getting to know a toxic friendship.
Thank you, NKG, for that submission. And I really hope you guys have tuned in. Today promises to be exciting. Like you can see, the conversation is getting heated with our queen right there. We have her with us here. So, going on with the matter of friendship. Because, personally, I've had friends that, you know, you start up really nice to each other.
Mm-hmm.
But you just suddenly disconnect. Like, I don't get, like, you start off like you call each other, you text each other like a confidant, and as time goes on, you just discover that, what's up, this guy or this girl, don't they, you know, that connection, that friendship, that friendship will just be gradually going down, and that what is the cause of this in our society, especially among women?
Well, I think I won't be gender biased here, I feel it is common among women, but it also happens with men.
Of course.
You know,
as the women.
With women. Because number one, I said it before that I'll be talking from my own perspective, and we are all entitled to our opinions. I feel when I'm friends with you, and at the first stage of the friendship, we talk to each other, we communicate very well, and all of those things. And then as time goes on, you begin to distance yourself from me.
Yeah.
I mean, first thing to do is I call you to check.
Yeah, yeah.
I try to understand why are we at this level now. I mean, we started off really good, and now we're beginning to go down the drain. And I think it is incumbent on me or my friend to, you know, communicate, express how you feel towards the relationship, and then and we find a better way to resolve things.
Of course.
But then, if I call you to check, and you still take it up within you to be the same way, to keep acting that the same way. I'm just gonna feel like, oh, he or she doesn't want to be friends with me no more. Friendship cannot be forced. When you begin to force people to be your friend, when you begin to force people to communicate with you, when you begin to force people to do things for you, I mean, you're basically just living it's just a living hell.
Yeah.
So when we start off really good and then things get really messy or something, I call you to check. I apologize if I have to, and then even after doing this, you still want to continue the way it is. I mean, I'm just gonna let it go.
Of course,
I think that is just how it is. I mean, you're not helping me grow. I'm trying to communicate to you on what's up, what's going on. You fill me in, and then I apologize if I have to, and then you're still not. Understanding the fact that I'm trying to mend the relationship. Like, but then you still want to
that's
go
what
either.
A lot of girls or women don't understand, that you're trying to mend the relationship.
Exactly.
Like, mend the relationship.
You do not just get it and just let it go. We can be friends with a lot of people, and if you are feeling like, oh, I can't do without you or something like that, I let you know that I can do without you.
Of course.
It's just how it is.
Yeah, where is my shekere? You guys, you really need to tune into this platform. And today promises to be HOT.
I mean, it's been fun.
Daddy,
again, thanks for having me.
So, I've been wanting to talk on this particular issue that I feel destroys friendship nowadays, and it is jealousy in court, in friendship. So I feel like nowadays you can't really tell your friends your achievements anymore. Like, oh, I just got a job at the bank. And I feel like it depends, jealousy in friendship, it depends on the caliber of friends you are moving with. So it still goes back to you are who you hang out with. Because when you are moving with friends that are of the same mind as you, so even if you have this achievement and all of that, there won't be this kind of jealousy around it. Is she trying to, you know, is he trying to harass me, or is he trying to make me feel inferior because of his achievements and all of that? Because I feel like jealousy in friendship, really, that's one of the factors that destroys friendship. Because you know your friend, you're telling everything to, oh, I just got a job. Oh, I just got married. I just got a proposal and all of that. To just, you know, when she, your friend, or he, your friend, is not, you know, is not getting those things you are saying. And, you know, it leads to jealousy. This kind of jealousy, this kind of beef. You know, that's when you text your friend, then the next thing you hear is, I'm not in town. And all of that, we can't meet now.
I get
and all
you.
Of that. So I just feel, but this is from my own point of view, I just feel like jealousy in friendship really needs to be addressed. And the most important thing is knowing who to be friends with.
Yeah.
You can't expect a banker to go ahead and be friends with someone. So I'm not criticizing anyone's status in society, but you must be friends with someone of the same like mind or mindset with you. Or that is my own perspective. What is your take on that?
Well, talking of jealousy
in friendship,
number one, I think it has a lot to do with the kind of people you move with.
My point is exactly.
I said it before. I think I started off with that. I said, I am very, very vocal about the kind of people I associate with, the kind of people I want in my circle. Okay, so when we talk about jealousy, I think jealousy is a very toxic trait that is so unhealthy within human. So, jealousy in friendship is basically, number one, it begins with who you move with. I mean, if your friend is not as successful, let me use that term, as you are, and you decide to beef him or her, or you decide to have a grudge
on him or her,
you understand? I said it earlier that you don't give me fish, you teach me how to fish. Okay, so there is nothing stopping you from going to such friend and be like, oh guy, you know we're friends, I mean you should things well, are I not feel going like so I feel well like
a lot of people, they don't even want to learn how to catch the fish. They just want to steal they just want to close down the pond.
You understand? People like that are toxic and then you move on. It's a very balanced equation. Okay. Yeah. When you see people like that, the best thing to do is to run. Else they will milk you dry.
Of course.
So when you see people like that, run away from them.
Yeah.
So it's not a crime to go to your friend and seek support.
Yes.
Let me know things to do and what to do right.
Yeah.
Teach me this thing. How do I go about this? How can I make money?
Yeah.
How can I be financially independent? You understand? So when you talk to your friends about that, I think it's way better than having doing a grudge within you, inside of you, because they are more successful than you are. If you keep building that grudge, the more grudge you build within you, the lower you get.
Yeah, so my point exactly. You understand. So it's, guys, did you hear that? The more grudge you build, the lower you get.
you just seek help when you need help.
Seek help when you need help.
You don't always have to think like that. Mentality has a lot to do with a lot of things in Nigeria, in the whole world, people. Yeah. You know, when you have a sick mentality,
and you believe,
if he or she is doing better than I am,
we can't be friends.
If I have someone that does better than me in media, I mean, I want to learn more. I want to know how you do your show. I want to know how you handle your programs. I want to know how you perfect your show. It's not a crime to learn. We learn every day. So if you think, okay, because this one person sounds better than I do on the radio, or he or she sounds like, it's just something you can walk up to him or and be like, okay, can I learn this thing from you?
Yeah.
And I'm sure that they would want to tell you a thing or two about how they do it. When you move with some certain kind of people, jealousy sets in. The moment you see that, it's best you walk away from people like that.
Yeah.
So that's my take on that. Yeah,
thank you for that wonderful take on discussion. So moving on to what I have next to discuss, and that's it. That is I really personally, I'm very curious about competition among friends.
Okay.
So I just feel that every friendship at a point it gets overly competitive.
Very correct.
You know, for example, I have a friend, I'm a banker. I have a friend who's a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
I have another friend who's an architect.
Yeah.
I have another friend who's maybe a judge or something big.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, all of us, we are expected to have this kind of achievement.
Yeah.
You know, we're expected to have this achievement, so to say. And you know, my friends can't be like, oh, especially, and this is common among guys, like, oh, what's your achievement? Something like that. Especially when guys, this is among guy friends now. When guys see each other, they're like, guy, how far? What's up? Things like that. How you doing? Like, they just want to know what you are doing. Like, what are you into? To compete with you. So I think competition in friendship, I think it just matters. I think it's just about the caliber of friends you move with. Even low life friends, I can call it like that way, they also have competition with each other. So I think it's common among every friendship for that competition. But I believe that overly competitive friends are not healthy to be with. So I believe that I think you are in a bad friendship with someone when they can be overly competitive with you.
Yeah.
Because any simple thing, they just want to outshine you.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't be after outshining your friend. You should be after complimenting your friend. Okay. So, when do you feel friendship becomes overly competitive? How do you undo the situation where friendship becomes overly competitive? Especially I'm in broadcasting. Mm-hmm. Where, you know, I'm a broadcaster, you're a broadcaster. Mm-hmm. You know, and we are friends. You mm-hmm. know, they're just kind of, oh, she sounds better than you do mm-hmm. on radio. Yeah. Oh, she has more followers on her podcast. So that kind of competition, how do you want to undo competition among friends without losing your friendship?
Well, competition in friendship.
Yeah.
You know, I believe friends don't size each other up. There is no racing to achieving the next milestone first, yeah. And there are no disappointments.
Of course.
So competition and envy among friends isn't friendship. So when my friendship with you is becoming competitive, it's becoming unnecessarily competitive, I back out.
Yeah, that is just
why?
A solution.
Because when you compete with someone, you know, there is something called healthy competition.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
Competition among friends that want to see you do good.
Yeah, they want to see you grow,
they want to
want
push
to see you progress.
To that point where they can leave you to be financially independent. Okay?
Yeah.
But when we talk of unhealthy competition, these are the kind of competition like, oh, okay, I'm financially boxed up, financially buoyant than you are. Or they come to show off, understand? Or you guys hang out and they're like, bills on me.
I mean,
I hang out with my friends and I'm like, oh my God. Bills on me. That's not like because I'm trying to show off.
To show off that I have
something
money
we
or
do
something.
For each other.
Yeah.
It's something you can do for me, I can do for you, and stuff like that. So
it all comes back to the caliber of friends you move
friends
with.
Because
you can't be moving with someone that's a little like as a lower level with you, and you just pay bills on me. You know, that kind of thing will be like, eh? That's what is she trying to do?
Wait.
Bills on
her. I think we just need to get our thoughts right.
If
you are not as boxed up or not as financially buoyant as your friend is, there is nothing wrong with you, as I said earlier, to approach your friend. Plead with him or her to teach you how to get better. Take you to the connection does a lot of things in this life, and people misuse the power of connection.
Yeah.
If I am your friend, I am like, I'm popular, and I have a friend who is not all that doing good yet. I mean, I could connect you with someone that would grow you.
Yeah.
So,
and I believe that's what friends are for.
Exactly. That is what friends are designed to be like. Friendship is designed to
support
like
each other.
So when it gets really competitive, I think personally I back out of such relationship or friendship.
Yeah.
Why? Because I don't ever want to feel like we are on a race.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not racing with you.
Yeah.
I'm basically just doing my thing and expect you to do your thing.
Yeah.
So if you tell me you're in a competition with me, or if you make me feel
like
you're in a competition with me, I just look at you and I'm like, you are you, I am myself, and I feel you're supposed to just do things.
There's no point. Really.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I feel you're supposed to just do things the way you are, and you know, do things, make people realize that, okay, you're doing your thing, fine, and I'm also doing my thing. And when it comes to broadcasting and competition in broadcasting, I think I can't say there is really competition in broadcasting. I mean, we all have different voices and tone to at which we talk. We have different things. Media is a very wide space.
Yeah.
I mean, you can be a broadcaster, you can be an editor, you could be a voiceover artist, and you can it's just like really wide. You understand? So, how I handle competition in this sense is I just do my thing basically, and I put my best into it.
Yeah.
You're not paying my bills.
The key is put your best into
it. You're not paying my bills. You're not doing stuff for me.
Yeah.
I just do my thing and then I focus on it.
Yeah.
So that's just it for me.
Yeah, that's a wonderful submission. Thank you, Nikki.
You're welcome.
So, I really want to address this, the issue of guys gradually coming to the end of today's episode. And I'm going to be taking a question and answer segment. I want you guys to throw in your questions and join me same time, 9 o'clock on Wednesday, where I'm going to be taking at least, I want to see at least 5 to 6 questions. And I'm going to be joined by my co-host, Nikeji. We are going to be reviewing your questions together and giving answers to them.
Yeah, exactly. Please drop in your questions in the comment section. If you find this podcast interesting, if you find it really cool, please do well to send in your question. I will be joining Tade on his next episode, you understand? So I would love to review your questions. I would love to give answers to them in my best way possible, okay? And I always say this thing, we are all entitled to our opinion
basically.
If you can come to terms with whatever decision I make, yeah, or whatever answer I give you,
yeah,
it's all right. And if it's the other way, it's also
all right.
You know, we all have different ways that we could do things, so yeah, it's really cool. So please do want to send in your comments, do want to send in your questions. We'll be very, very available to tend to them. Thank you so much.
Thank you for tuning in today. And to end the episode today, I'm going to give my guest the opportunity to give what I call a last submission on the issue of friendship. Like, how do you deal with a bad friend? To close the show for tonight.
Okay, to close the show for tonight, how do you deal with a bad friend? You know, when something is considered bad, what do you do to it?
You throw it off. You hand it. That's the spirit.
So you understand that when something is bad for you, I think it is in your best interest to let go of it.
Yeah.
Okay, so yes. I do not like to roll with any friend or friendship that keeps me uncomfortable. Friends that like pull me down.
Yeah.
Friends that don't add to my growth financially, emotionally, professionally, so to say, okay? So when I come in contact with friends like that, I sense it and I know that, oh no, baby girl, this is toxic.
It's very,
very, it's too cool for me to walk out of that kind of relationship now before it gets really deep.
Wow, your vision
and I get stuck
that
in that kind of relationship. So once something is considered bad for you, it's best to just like take it out and walk away. So I hope I've done justice to your questions today, Tade. Please, I would love to be on your next episode.
Oh, that's great.
Yes, please guys, do love to send in your questions.
Send in your questions.
And of course, my name is Nikeji. I'm a presenter. I'm a radio presenter. I'm a voiceover artist. I'm a podcaster. So please watch out for me on Tade's podcast. The second episode I'm going to be doing with you, right?
Yeah, of course.
It's gonna be fun.
Of course.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for being here, guys. Thank you. Woo, it's been a very insightful, wonderful evening. I've learned a lot, really. Mm-hmm. I've learned a lot. Thank you for tuning in.
You're so welcome.
Like we've both said, make sure you tune in. And guys, I really want you to go ahead and just take a look at my co-host's podcast and tell people your address, your podcast station.
You know, I'm so excited you're telling me this right now.
Yeah.
So you can also look out on my podcast at Daytime Talk with KG. Okay, my podcast is Daytime Talk with KG. All right, you're gonna find.
I want you guys to check it out. Daytime Talk with KG.
Interesting episodes. You definitely have fun going through my podcast.
Thank you
so much, Tade, for doing this. I'm so excited.
Thank you, guys. Have a nice day and have a pleasant weekend. Good evening.
Good evening.